Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live. What's going on tonight, Deb?
Hey, Jack Munson. It's nice to be here again. And this is getting like to be a habit. Weekly, every Wednesday night
weekly,
for the last 7.5 years.
Seven and a half years. Yeah. What lasts for 7.5 years anymore, especially in digital media? Nothing. That's why.
Nothing.
And everybody's favorite part of the show, aside from our wonderful guests, is the Geek It Out segment. So what do you have for us tonight?
So we're going to geek it out. So we're going to have an app, and we love our apps. And if you are a social media community manager, marketer, you're always looking for those free images to really make your Instagram post, your Facebook post, your LinkedIn post, Twitter, whatever it is, you want them to pop. So I know several of our listeners have used Pixabay.
Pixabay.
I love Pixabay. Free stock images that
the,
are just
the price is right on
the
on
price
Pixabay.
Is right.
They're it's cool. free.
It's free. And now you can download the app because so many of us do our social media management from our smartphones and we need that photo immediately. We need that image. So download the app now. And like I said, I know that you've loved Pixabay on the computer screen. Don't use the app. Works beautifully.
Excellent. I will have to check that out. Great.
Check
and
it
it's
out.
Free as well, right? There's
it's free.
No, man, can't beat
no
that.
No secret
cannot
hidden.
Cannot beat it. Excellent.
Can't beat it. So why don't you introduce us and let out our guests from our green room today?
Yeah, we've got kind of an interesting concept tonight. A friend of ours has come up with something that he calls the digital garden. So in honor of springtime, I think it's time to hit the digital garden with our good friend, Jeff Hensick. Jeff, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys here tonight.
So before we get into the digital garden, give us a little background on yourself, your involvement in digital marketing and franchising and what you're up to these days.
Absolutely. No, great intro on that, Jack. I appreciate it. So my background, my wife and I actually used to run a digital marketing firm, and we focus specifically with franchisors and their franchisees. So we have a lot of experience running pay-per-click ad campaigns, performance search engine optimization. We did that for a number of years for very high-profile franchisors, which I'm sure a lot of you would recognize. Shortly after that, my wife and I decided to make a life-changing shift. We sold that company, and I came to work with Office Evolution. And I've been really loving it as the digital director of digital marketing here to be able to really take those skills that I had learned working with the franchisors and all the franchisees and all the concepts working with pay-per-click and search engine optimization and everything else, and really applying a lot of those strategies. And we've seen huge levels of growth within our own franchise group and our own franchise community. They're ranking faster on the search engines. They're getting really good cost per clicks, getting good conversion metrics as well. So it's been really a nice progression over time. So it's been really a lot of fun.
Excellent. Sounds like you're enjoying life over there in the great state of Colorado. So tell us about this digital garden concept that you've come up with.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the digital garden approach because I think a lot of times when people hear the phrase digital or digital strategies, there are a lot of things that go through their mind. And it's a matter of how we layer in these different aspects that really help us to plant our garden, so to speak, and really help us to get the best fruit out of what it is we're doing in the marketplace. So with respect to the digital garden, it all really starts with foundational elements. And I've built it out over really about five different phases and five different layers of planting your digital garden. And it really mirrors someone building their own business. So as a franchisee, you're out building your own business. You can look at it the same concept. It also really works well with gardening as well, because gardening takes time. It's not something that it's a instant gratification, so to speak. There are several processes that need to happen, and it happens over time. So the first step that I always encourage, and the first step that we look at Office of Lucian, is really building a really solid foundation. Now, from a gardening perspective, you're looking at dirt and soil that's really, really rich. It's got lots of nutrients in it, and it's a really good foundation for all those plants and everything to grow. From a digital perspective, that foundation is really your website. And it is making sure your website has a really good user experience and a user interface.
Mm-hmm.
The site design is very consistent and very streamlined. It allows people to move through. Obviously, you're going to have calls to action or CTAs on the website, things that will engage someone to move further on the site. There's code, obviously the code in the site, how the pictures are loaded to the site. Obviously, it's a little insider secret. You guys have probably heard this before, but we use a lot of JPEG images. Helps to keep that site size and that page load time really at a minimum. So page load times are hugely important. All of this, even with responsive design, comes really down to the first phase, and that's really the foundation of building out your digital presence overall. So you have to really start with a solid foundation.
And I love that analogy of all of those things being sort of the soil, being the earth mm-hmm. in the digital garden. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. It's really critical, because even if you're thinking of planting a garden, you start with really rich soil. Then the next layer, and there's a nice intro on that, is to really start to layer in some of that content. You know, and this is planting those seeds, if you will. So from a gardening perspective, you're going to go out and you're going to pick your different seeds, and you're going to plant maybe some corn or some lettuce or whatever that is. From a digital perspective, we're also planting those seeds as well. Now, those seeds are what we would consider keyword-rich pieces of content. So in the office space industry here, we're going to take a keyword phrase like office space, and we're going to match it with the geographic modifier, let's say Tampa as an example, and we're going to have one seed that we plant, office space in Tampa. And we're going to plant that seed. And then we're going to go and we're going to plant another seed. We're going to plant another seed. And all those are individual pieces of content. And of course, your content is going to flow very smoothly with your site. You have your H1 tags, H2s, H3s, you know, all of your alt text descriptions and everything else that needs to happen in a normal SEO manner. But it's really planting that content and planting the right content based on what the consumer is out there searching for. And we use a couple of different tools to make sure we're on top of that. Some of them are SEO-based tools. Others are tools like Google Trends. We take a look at Google Trends. We look at Google AdWords and different keyword search volume, and we help to identify which terms or which seeds we should be planting in the garden. So mm-hmm. definitely makes sense as that next phase to really plant those seeds. Absolutely.
And again, planting the seeds, this is all about long-term, you know, you're planting an entire season in advance when you're planting those seeds. This is not a quick fix
exactly.
overnight, right? Okay, so
exactly.
So where do we go for the next phase? We've got the seeds planted. What's next?
Yeah, no, the next phase is really how we – you could think of it almost as watering the garden. In some respects, you want to nurture and cultivate some of that content.
Mm-hmm.
And in this perspective, we really come to those local listings and those local directories. Now, for us at Office Evolution, we have a business model, obviously, where we have brick and mortar facilities. And so as soon as one of our franchisees has an actual address, that's when we can start these local directories and these local listings. We populate this profile, so the Office Evolution for, you know, location profile, across a huge number of local directories. Now, as your listeners are familiar, because I you guys have talked about this in the past, and they're savvy as well. This is standard, citation building and really getting your presence out there to help build that credibility online. And so local directories really help to add those votes of credibility. It's almost like that watering of a garden, or even somewhat fertilizing that garden, to really help give that garden the nutrients it needs to grow and produce. You guys have probably seen those Miracle-Gro commercials from years back where they had one pot without Miracle-Gro and one pot with Miracle-Gro. And it's that same type of concept. Those local listings really help to give the nutrients and give some of that energy and that oomph to that content that we just got done creating. So we've built out that initial foundation. We've layered in those seeds and obviously added some of that Miracle-Gro.
Excellent.
<you will. laughs>
Now the next layer is one of my favorite. What are you going to do next, Jeff?
Absolutely. So next is really social. And this becomes a huge, huge element. And it's really a critical element for what we look at as validation from our perspective. So whether you're, you know, putting content out there on Facebook, putting content out there on LinkedIn and Instagram, and making sure that we're being active in blogging and adding more content and just really pushing out those social signals into the marketplace. Those are really huge and really help to cultivate your garden as a whole. Now with Facebook, you know, you're taking content, you're pushing that out there on Facebook. And of course it should be somewhat locally based so that way you can see what's going on in the local market. And for us at our centers, what's happening in our local centers, you can use, you know, Facebook Live to actually stream, you know, different videos of what's happening inside of one of our business centers, and pushing that content out there on LinkedIn as well. One of the things that we continue to do as a franchisor is to continue to try to find ways to simplify the process for our franchisees. And I know here just even recently I was conducting a test where I was pulling a Facebook Live video, and I created a Facebook Live video and I pushed that up on LinkedIn and wrote a, you know, some blog content around that, and taking that one piece of content and multiplying it over and over in different mechanisms to help push out that one piece of content. And so it's a really great way to do that as well.
Well, what I was going to say, Jeff, so what are you doing? You're actually in the recycling business too. So you're recycling that content. So you're, you know, gardening, great. Recycling. You really got it going.
Recycling? Composting. There you
go.
Composting.
There you go.
That's what I meant.
I didn't want to say compost.
Maybe not composting.
Yeah. Let's go with recycling.
So, yeah, recycling is obviously a lot better, but you're absolutely right on that, Deb. It is all about recycling and taking a piece of content and using it as frequently as you can. We're huge proponents on YouTube and YouTube videos. I'm really a big proponent of videos. And one of the things that is a little bit unique about us at Office Evolution is that we do really focus on our members. Our members being the people who come in and either rent an office space or rent a conference room from us, or heck, just use our professional phone answering service, whatever that professional service may be. It helps them grow their business, and we can help them as well. What we do is we'll take that member and we'll conduct a member spotlight on that individual. Now, in this case, we're recycling content. We're taking that one piece of content and using it in multiple areas. We'll sit them down and we'll actually record them on a video. So we'll video record them. We'll take that video, we'll break it up, and we'll use it up on YouTube in a couple of different ways. We'll obviously edit it and use it up on YouTube. We'll take that complete audio and we will transcribe it. Now we have a brand new blog post. And we'll even take that and use that not only on blog posts, but also on our Facebook profiles and our LinkedIn profiles as well. Snap up another picture on the location's Instagram account. And so we're taking that one instance and trying to use it as much as we can. So recycling is a great way to do it. And just like what you were talking about, Deb. And what we found is that it really helps to push those social signals out there. It provides validation. So when people are searching for us, they do see that we have a presence out there on the social platforms. And it also shows that we're really highlighting our members and you know, helping to build what we consider an ohana within inside of Office Evolution. So really an excellent foundation foundational piece as well to help push out that message.
Jeff, I want to take just a second to ask you about that concept of Ohana. But first, you made a great point about the members, your customers within an Office Evolution location being part of that video that you're taking and then transcribing it so it's a blog post. So you're not only recycling that for your own brand, but you're also, you know, I don't know what the digital garden analogy is, but you know, you're giving seeds to your business partners as well. So they can take that content and use it to promote their own businesses. And I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yep. And you're absolutely right on that, Jack. And you could look at it as pollinating.
That's it. There you go.
It really makes a lot of sense. And we take that blog article, and we will post a link in that blog article over to one of our members' websites. So maybe they're a certified financial planner or something like that. We'll post a link from our website over to their website, sharing some of that link juice, helping them to build up their profile as well. They can take that Q&A, because it's a Q&A format, the member spotlight's a Q&A format, and they can take that transcription and they could take that to their local newspaper agency or a local magazine and say, hey, look, these guys already did this part of an article for us. Would you have an interest in expanding on that? So It gives them a way that they can take that content, not only put that blog up on their website, which is, you know, they can totally do. They could link to it from our website, however they choose to do it. They can use our website as the foundation and just use it on their own Facebook pages if they choose, Facebook or their LinkedIn profiles, and just talk about it. But they can also use it as a hard copy and hand it out to, you know, their clients, or they can hand out to the press, and they can use it in a larger world, if you will. So it does help to give them that piece of content also that they can use. So it's just a nice little value add for them. And it's a good value add for us as well, because we also have a testimonial out of it and everything also.
Yeah. And, so and how many of those,
really good way to do it.
How many of those business owners that are your members are really taking the time to sit themselves down to do a video and transcribe and everything? I mean, they just don't have the time or maybe the spark to do so. So I think that's a great, sort of mutually beneficial service that you guys are doing there with your business partners. And it kind of fits in. I had a quick question about your Ohana concept that a couple of people on your team had mentioned this at one point in the past. And I think it's a great way to sort of describe that community. Can you give us a little background on that?
Sure. Absolutely. So Ohana is a term that comes from Hawaii. And our founder, Mark Himmeter, is originally born and raised in Hawaii. So he really helps Office Evolution to embody this particular phrase. Now, Ohana means family. Now, not in the sense of, you know, blood family like my sister and I, you know, or my parents and things like that. But it's more in the sense of a team. So here in the States, obviously we have football teams. Now a football team could be considered an Ohana, or a hockey team could be considered an Ohana. We look at each business center itself. So, each location, each franchise location we have, each individual location is an Ohana. It's a group of entrepreneurs and professionals together for a common purpose. That common purpose, obviously, to grow their business, improve their business, improve their life, improve work-life balance. They have common goals. Office Evolution as a whole is an Ohana. So we have a larger Ohana. So we have this theme that runs through our company, which is really Ohana. And it's really we're all in this together. We're working for the best of both worlds. So when we look at the member spotlight, we look at that in terms of Ohana. We provide something valuable to the to the member themselves. And then they help us as well by, you know, either whether it's a guest blog or the additional content that we can put up on our site as well, plus the videos and the testimonial videos and things like that. So we see Ohana as something that we really strive to embody. And it goes on to the win-win type of scenario.
Yeah,
so, absolutely.
And it works so well for a franchise system as well, you know, because what you're describing is what a great franchise system should be, you know, that's that sort of ohana for absolutely. The entire system. So great. Thank you so much for diving into that. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight's guest is Jeff Hensick, the Director of Digital Marketing from Office Evolution. And we're talking about Jeff's digital garden concept. And I think we've got at least one more phase of the digital garden concept that we should talk about.
Absolutely, Jack. You're right. And the phase five is really where we look at demand generation. Now, this, you know, as you look at demand generation, this is really where your pay-per-click advertising comes into play. Additional videos and you know, email marketing, you know, building those reviews on the social platforms. That's really sort of a demand generation type of element. So it's really that top level. And if we think of it in the gardening sense, one of the things we want to attract are these lead bees. We always want to attract leads. And to make it a gardening analogy, we want to attract lead bees because lead bees help to pollinate and they're, you know, they're good for the garden as a whole.
Right.
But one of the best ways to attract these lead bees is to start to build these big billboards almost. So we're putting a billboard out there that says, here's our pay-per-click advertising campaign. Come on over, check out our flowers, you know,
sweet
come on over
nectar.
And help to, you know, pollinate. Absolutely. Let's bring the hummingbirds in and everything else. Right. So it's really a matter of driving that demand, because at this point we have a fairly robust garden established. The flowers are popping up. We have a good foundation. We have good content. We have good flowers popping up. We have that social signal out there, but now we're wanting to really attract a lot more. So that's where, you know, the pay-per-click advertising comes into play, whether that's pay-per-click on Google or Bing or LinkedIn or Facebook, email marketing, whether that's email marketing to current members, you know, current clients of ours. Maybe it's email marketing to leads. Heck, maybe it's even email marketing to, you know, a cold list as well, you know, that fit the right demographic, and doing some special email marketing over in that respect as well. Video marketing, definitely another piece of that. We've talked a little bit about that with some of the member spotlights and how we can use that in other areas as well, and just to show the YouTube channel. So phase five is really all about that demand generation. So that's really where we can help to pull in those leads as well and really attract them into our garden and make sure that, you know, once the garden's optimized, that we're just running and running. So
and where this cool. really where this really ties together just in a great way is going back to that concept of the digital garden takes time to grow everything. So you can't just jump in on day one and say, hey, let's do some pay-per-click ads and I want to make a video and I hope it goes viral and let's send out an email blast. You can't really do that until you have that foundation and all of the content together and all of the other pieces that build up to the point where you can do that sort of demand generation phase of the garden.
You're absolutely right on that, Jack. And that's what's critical about this particular analogy and this scenario overall, is that people understand when we talk to our franchisees and we talk about digital marketing and we say, okay, great, we just completed putting your profile out there on 70 different local directories. They say, okay, great. Well, now where are all the leads? It's like, yeah. Well, this happens over time. You know, these are all individual steps. It's individual layers, you know, one layer upon another layer. So, Jack, I think you really summed it up well, where a garden, people conceptually understand that a garden does take time and digital marketing does take time. There are some things, pay-per-click, for example, that can be a little bit more like a light switch where you can turn it on, you can turn it off, you can see results much more quickly. Absolutely. But building out your social process, you know, your social signals, building out your search engine optimization, those things definitely can take some time. And you also have to have a really good foundation with your website, the right calls to action, the right responsive design, so that way Google favors, you know, your mm-hmm. site as well. So right. all of these things really start to blend together into a very cohesive digital strategy.
Google the beekeepers, right?
That's awesome.
All right. That is the Digital Garden on Social Geek Radio tonight with Jeff Hensick of Office Evolution. Jeff, in the minute we have left, if people want to connect with you and maybe they've got some additional questions about the Digital Garden or anything else you're working on these days, what's the best place for them to connect with you?
Absolutely. There are two great places to connect. One is you can reach out to me on through our Office Evolution website. Just go to officeevolution.com. You'll be able to find me on the About Us page there. Or you can look me up on LinkedIn as well. And that's a great place to find me as well. Jeff Hensick on LinkedIn. Absolutely.
Excellent. Jeff, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio tonight.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.